If I end up hurting a good girl unicorn, so be it. Wait, what? What is that? What is that line? What is the comment? Oh wait, it was on Reddit. I see now. So MGTOW Men, welcome back. I recently received an email, and to keep all the identities secure, as we always do, personal email, Reddit identities, I'm not gonna be mentioning the guy who sent me this post and the email he sent me, or if he posted on the Reddit thread. I'm not gonna be mentioning those things. I'm not gonna be mentioning any of that. We're just gonna be coasting under the radar and looking at a Reddit post that was brought to my attention by a fellow emailer, MGTOW dude out there. And the post is, "I'm back, baby, exiting Red Pill Rage 2." Our dude writes to me and says, "Was hoping you could give me some insight or perspective as an outsider on this matter. Maybe even make a video about it that you can use if you like. Just rather stay anonymous." So the biggest thing I want to emphasize before I get into reading this post is being right. Does it matter? No, it doesn't matter. It shouldn't matter, especially in the light of what we're talking about with MGTOW. You know why? In the MGTOW context of existence and being, I guess I'm going to say being right is living right. Okay, living your life as a result of going your own way and getting the benefits of it that you wanted to. Beyond that, everything else is kind of meaningless. No argumentation can back that and actually give you the result that you're looking for. Additionally, nobody's comment about your life is a final surefire definition in response to whether or not you are right. Your life is right or it is not right. Final answer, bottom line, that's it. So I just want to preface with that because I can see a lot of what I or others might say to get tangled up in the web or the fray of this Reddit world. Bottom line, let your life be right. Don't let your argumentation be the only thing that you're hoping is right. Or your argumentation is your life, even better. So here's the post. After being okay for over a year now, going my own way, with the exception of a single date here or there, on rare occasion, nothing serious, I've recently been struggling with accepting that I will never have a serious relationship with someone I can build with and trust. With that being said, just tonight I started to get that feeling back again where I'm excited to focus just on myself. I'm tired of the drama with women, tired of constantly being tested, tired of having to look behind my back, tired of being betrayed. It all hit me after working out tonight. Mental clarity, that feeling of inspiration of the progress I made in the past before I fell off track and how I could keep building even further. It's sometimes hard not to slip up because wanting a good relationship is so ingrained in our biology and psychology, but tonight was the first time in a while I'm not very depressed, angry about missing out on what some of the older generations were able to enjoy. Anyway, I just wanted to share, as I'm sure I'm not the only one who goes through this depressive, angry phase sometimes, knowing we could never go down that route without risking everything. I'm very excited to see where I'm headed now that I seem to be exiting the Red Pill Rage 2 phase, as Sandman refers to it. Just to be clear, I still plan on seeing this girl I've been recently seeing, only girl I have done this with since MGTOW about a year and a half ago, but I've finally decided to shut off any moral voices in my head as far as how I proceed with this. I'm going to touch on that in a minute. Also, I plan on getting a vasectomy soon, and I do use protection, and she's getting on birth control as well. It's beginning to devolve, not really into a MGTOW post. This state I'm coming out of was really because I was not able to accept becoming the guy who doesn't care about anyone else's feelings. Something you really've got to let go of. And every day you're trying to create more and more of a comfortability with that, honestly. Just my outsider perspective here. But I've decided that I will now accept that so that I can still have something from women here and there when I want it, but not pledge any commitment to them. So this is another thing. It's called taking, okay? Taking and leaving. I'd rather just leave. You create this divide of energy if you go down that route going on, other than the fake kind that 99% of women pledge to men. If I end up hurting a good girl unicorn, so be it. What? When society has backed men or anyone into a corner and the stakes are this high for us making the wrong move, we can't be held responsible for joining the ranks of this game that's been played by women for years, mercilessly, I might add. Just needed an outlet to explain this recent mental acceptance and breakthrough. Hope you guys can relate. So my first reactions to this, I really have a lot to say about this, a lot of reactions. This is not really a red pill question. This is a flesh and soul question that this guy's going through right now. This is someone that's dealing with two things. He's battling the value of external an internal validation in a battle with his own moral compass. You see that clearly. He mentions things like hurting a good girl, getting rid of his moral compass, mental acceptance and breakthrough, wanting others to share his feelings, depression, commiseration over the feeling of not being able to pursue a relationship built on trust. So I wrote my initial response to this emailer. I'm just going to read a quick excerpt about it. It's not about red pill rage. It's not even MGTOW. The two things that answer it all for me, I finally decided to shut off all moral voices in my head as far as how I proceed with this. Secondly, if I end up hurting a good girl, so be it. Everything seemed predicated on sex as well, underlying this. If you go your own way, that is likely less than 10% of even the deal of going MGTOW. The deal is your actualization of living a life that you will have lived without regret. So one thing is so key in this. Do you want or do you not want? The only real reason to feel lacking, depressed, angry, or bitter about this and about this cycle, this MGTOW cycle, this red pill rage cycle that you're talking about, to see and feel as if you've broken some invisible chain, is if you're wanting something that you have written off as something you can't have. If you still want it, of course you're going to feel some sort of scathing pain. If you know you can't have it, and you know that you never had a chance of having it, not having it is not much of a big deal. So if you know that you can have it, but you've told yourself that you shouldn't, but shouldn't is more powerful than could, but I'm just cutting myself off, then you might be okay. Long game versus short game, internal versus external, red pill rage versus red pill malaise. Red pill rage comes when you're giving something up that you still want. Red pill malaise is figuring out about what you're going to do in freedom too. So all of these things come flashing into my mind right now. It may seem to the guy that made this post on Reddit that the long game's too long. That's kind of what I'm seeing. So if the long game seems too long for you to run, you may end up being overwhelmed and the short game becomes the default thing that you're going to pursue because it's only one of the things that you think you can manage. And further, internal versus external. Once again, this has to do with the long game versus the short game. So the long game thinks about internal validation and what the person could do on a daily basis to produce the long-term feelings of contentment and satisfaction. The short-term mind is bent on external validation, as that usually comes in flashes, and it is noticed in the smallest of time frames. Internal validation has to marinate for a long time. And like MGTOW marinating, some are not willing to have that wait. And pursuing that relationship again carries one of the strongest jolts in a man's mind of having immediate purpose. He's trying to kick that out of his mind, but he can't. That's why some men confuse depression about life with never actually having pursued something in a short or long-term purpose outside of procuring a person's trust to build a permanent so-called relationship with. It's about preferring one thing over another. So if one thing's preferred, then the other will be left behind. For me, to be convinced of a path that I'm on, there has to be a heart-mind connection. So my mind informs the heart, and the heart provides the vigor. Genuine joy from MGTOW may not be there in all that are coming to MGTOW, as some are reluctant MGTOWs. But personally, I can't see MGTOW as anything other than the only option for myself. Therefore, it's joy-filled. So if you have one option, you will have passion and joy for that option. If you don't think it's the one option that you should definitely be on, you're going to have this split mind. You're going to be on this teeter-totter. Seeing MGTOW and going your own way, when you do so, you prefer MGTOW to other forms of philosophies and lifestyles. You prefer it and would argue on behalf of it always. Does that always exist today, all throughout MGTOW? Obviously not. But to conclude, not meaning to bash the guy that posted on Reddit, just thought I was going to address this, and it's an important thing to address, both as the guy that emailed me and the guy on Reddit. Don't worry about being right. You know, let people go. Don't really engage with these things. I don't really go on these forums very much. I focus on spitting the information out of my own mind. And it's kind of what humans said previously about venturing to do something or venturing to make content or venturing to start a new hobby in life. Oftentimes we're stymied from doing that because we think we still need more equipment. We still think we need more capital. We still think we need more experience. We still think we need more time. Often the only thing you need to do is to fail and to start doing it with what you have. Someone might see something and that's going to give you a little jolt and a little boost, and all of a sudden you've got that equipment, you got that experience, and you got that time. So just go and start to make your own comments and put them out on paper. Obviously that guy did on the Reddit post. I don't really tangle myself up in that very much. But hopefully today you got something out of this kind of discussion on it. So enjoy your Saturday, guys. Hit me up at sunrisecity@gmail.com or on Twitter @sunrisecity. Hoodies up, man. Hoodies out.